Anyway, this week researchers have found evidence to suggest that life evolved on land much earlier than previously thought. These fossils come from a key point in evolution where tiny, simple bacterial or prokaryote cells developed features resembling larger, more complex eukaryotic cells, which would make photosynthesis and sexual reproduction possible. So, according to the paper, which is published in Nature, microfossils have already been found that demonstrate life existed in the sea over 3 billion years ago. But very little is known about early signs of life on land. So Paul Struther of Boston College and colleagues looked at microfossils found in billion-year-old rocks in northwest Scotland's Loch Troodon. These life forms they looked at were eukaryotes, organisms whose cells contained complex structures inside cell walls, and they measured up to a gargantuan 1 millimetre long. And the authors say that because of the presence of structures like a nucleus, chloroplasts and mitochondria, these simple eukaryotes must have lived in fresh water and were exposed to the open air because they have the parts necessary to perform photosynthesis. And the authors argue that it also supports the idea that prokaryote cyanobacteria evolved first in freshwater habitats and later migrated into the sea. And early cyanobacteria are thought to be the cells which ultimately became chloroplasts in plant cells, or in this case, these early eukaryotes, which are thought to be a precursor to algae. And the authors add that what it could mean is that freshwater habitats are better at encouraging eukaryotic evolution than the sea.
Which is very interesting, because also we know that the invasion of the land by plants happened about 450 million years ago, and these cyanobacteria had the ability to photosynthesize, capture energy from the sun. So the fact they're there first does kind of fit, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of reverses the general consensus that has been held for a long time, is that they came from the sea. But it would make much more sense, given this new evidence, that they came from fresh water on land.
Thank you, Diane.